Even in its current fragmentary state, this torso is one of the great masterpieces of Egyptian art. The image was sculpted from the hard, dark greenish-grey stone called greywacke. It was a favorite medium during the Old Kingdom, 2,000 years before this work was made. The general's virile pose is also influenced by the art of the Old Kingdom, as is the scalloped edge of the pleated garment. Still, the sculpture is unmistakably a work of its own time, the 4th century BC. This is apparent in the elegant slenderness of the general's figure and the softness of the musculature. There's an almost total lack of indication of bone below the human flesh. From the inscriptions on the back pillar, we know this man's title was First Generalissimo of His Majesty, but we don't know his name because it was on the section of the pillar which is now broken. There are details about his involvement in Egypt's military struggles against the superpower of the day, the Persian Empire. But these struggles went on through much of the 4th century BC, so pinpointing the precise date is difficult, and such descriptions could include literary embellishments, so they're not always to be relied upon. Be that as it may, after the period of hostilities, our general, as was typical for Egyptian officials, became active in religious matters. He took on restoration work in projects for the god Osiris and other deities.